Adjust my levels.
The ghost of Mandela, hope my flow stay propelling. Let these words be your earth and moon, you consume every message. As I lead this army, make room for mistakes and depression. And with that being said, my nigga, let me ask this question. When shit hit the fan,
talk to him, K-Dot.
When shit hit the fan, when shit hit the fan, is you still a fan? When shit hit the fan, is you still a fan? The ghost of Mandela, hope my flow stay propelling. Let these words be your earth and moon, you consume every message. As I lead this army, make room for mistakes and depression. And with that being said, my nigga, let me ask this question. When shit hit the fan, is you still a fan? When shit hit the fan, is you still a fan? Won't you look to your left and right, make sure you ask your friends. When shit hit the fan, is you still a fan? Do you believe
yes,
in me?
Yes, yes, yes. Testing, testing, 1, 4, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 4, 3. It is all love, baby. Welcome to the Ken's Corner Podcast, episode number 54. And I am your host, Ken. Man, so happy to be here as always, starting this Tuesday off right for you. You could have been any place else. But what you did, you chose to say, hey, I'm going to continue to listen to the Ken's Corner Podcast. And for that, hey, I'm greatly, greatly humble. So if you're a first time listener, welcome. If you've been on this journey for the past 54 episodes, thank you. Also, thank you for your first time listening. But what I need you to do is to make sure that wherever you consume your pod casting entertainment, I would like for you to subscribe to my channel. And I really would also like some feedback as far as, you know, giving a rating, or if you want to inbox me, you know, whatever you want to do. How can I inbox you? Great question. What you can do is you can find me on all social media. That is Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Ken's Corner. Just type it in. You'll see the little icon or picture of my actual corner that I grew up on. And I need you to subscribe. I need you to stream, download. And then when we post, I keep saying we. I've been doing this for a whole year and I still say we. And when I post, I need you to share, retweet, and like. You can also find me on my website, which is www.kenscorner.co. That's www.kenscorner.co. So let's see what's going on in the neighborhood that we can discuss on the corner. Corona checks. How many people got their corona checks? Man, so if you do not know, there's Americans who there's a particular formula that they're using. It's under a certain dollar amount threshold. And if you are up under that dollar amount threshold, what the government is doing is issuing $1,200 for adults, and I believe it's $300 or $500 for kids if you have children. And so it's based upon if you filed your taxes for the past couple years, and if you have direct deposit, a lot of people have received their corona checks. And that was supposed to be used to make sure you can buy food, pay your utilities, and just take care of personal business. Now, one of the things that I discovered on my social media feed is some vitriol toward people who even got the checks. And because other people made above this money threshold, they didn't get the check. And so some people spewed vitriol toward people who got the checks. Then other people, once they got the checks, there was people who said, make sure you're not out buying this, or make sure you're not out wasting your money on that. And then other people were saying, you know, if you don't invest your money, then what are you doing and all this. So people counting people's pockets at the end of the day. Now, although I do have my opinions on what a person should do if they get that money. At the end of the day, it's on you. I just hope and pray that whatever amount that you did receive, that you utilized it to the best of your ability, to take care of the things that you believe that you need to take care of. In my personal opinion, I think that everybody should have got it, whether you were over the threshold or not. But I do understand the idea behind it. If you're making X amount of dollars and it's above, if it's above the poverty, if you well above the poverty line, if you well above, you know, you're a part of that 1%, now I don't think you need any extra money. But again, if you have a certain amount of money, you have a lifestyle that you have. And so your bills at $100,000 and above is the same, and you know, in retrospect, in comparison, and it's not totally apples to apples, but just like Dre said, you know, I'm the same, you know, I basically, if you don't move your feet, then I don't eat. So, you know, we like neck and neck, you know, so he's getting paid based upon his rapping skills. You get paid, you know, check to check, he gets paid check to check. So again, at the end of the day, I'm sorry, I can spit that Dre lyric real quick, cause that's one of my favorite bars. But, well, he was just basically saying that we all the same. Yes, I may have a little bit more money, but at the end of the day, my lifestyle is comparable to that, you know, amount of money. So hopefully, no matter where you're at financially, that I do recommend that you do be financially responsible. I do recommend that you take the money and please make sure if you have bills to pay, please pay your bills. Please do not, I'm going to give a suggestion that just don't go out and blow your money. But if you feel like, you know, in this time where you can't, you know, really leave the house and you really can't do, you know, certain things, and you just want to have a little bit of entertainment just to get your mind off of some things, I don't think there's a big problem with that. At the end of the day, I don't think you should count somebody else's pockets. If you're not there to help, don't be there to criticize. So that's just Ken's point of view. Michael Jeffrey Jordan's documentary, that is the buzz for all of us sports fanatic, and it brings up, you know, a lot of memories, good times, bad times. As a Cleveland Cavaliers fan, of course, it was a lot of bad times. You know, we are those of us who are outside during that time when Michael Jordan played. It is a different feeling than those who just watch him and just see the, what I call the romanticized version of Michael Jordan. The documentary is very good. The first two parts play yesterday. Actually, the other was playing now that I'm recording. So I'm just going to go ahead and catch it later. For me, I look at Michael Jordan was great. And he is arguably one of the greatest of all time. I just think that it's never Michael Jordan, it's Michael Jordan fans. And so my critique is not necessarily of Michael Jordan, it's my critique of Michael Jordan fans. And I'm going to get into fans a little bit later in this podcast. But I think that, you know, when you're a fan of a person, you can view that person that they can do no wrong. Just like, you know, everything evolves. Everything evolves. And if we're going to go by rings, then it's Bill Russell. If we're going to go by unstoppable moves, it's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You know, Jordan, however, he was just, you know, and there's these intangible things that we just talk about, winning. I don't think, you know, I think that that's one thing that's overused. I truly believe if you make it to the highest level of competition, no matter what you want to do, I do believe there's a certain drive that you have to get there. Some people are just a little bit more competitive than other people, but I don't think that it's one of those immeasurable things that, unfortunately for Jordan fans, they only apply to him. Now, for me, from a basketball standpoint, and some will say and dismiss it because I'm biased because I am a Cavs fan, I think LeBron James has evolved the game, and he's now, in my opinion, just better than Michael Jordan. And I look at the measurables. I look at who runs faster, who jumps higher, who has a better shot, what numbers equal there. You know, those are the matrix that I use. However, when you know people say, well, LeBron quit on this one game against the Celtics, well, I can say Michael Jordan quit He retired, air quotes, for 2 years. To me, that's quitting. So how is it that it's not, how come we don't put the same, you keep moving the goalposts for LeBron James, but you keep it here for Michael Jordan? So again, my critique is not of Michael Jordan. At the end of the day, Michael Jordan was a beast on the court, and there was no denying it. It was no denying it. So, you know, shout out to him. Shout out to the, you know, the producers of the documentary. He moved the culture forward, the basketball culture forward. He was a icon and still is icon in sports, business, and all those things. So, and I'm just going to keep my comments to on the court. I'm not going to address any off the court issues and things of that nature. So go check out the docs on ESPN and let me know what you think. Man, the Teddy Riley versus Babyface, that is another thing that's blowing up Black Twitter and Twitter in general. And just even when you've made heights when CNN gets onto it. But the majority of the conversation is centering around Teddy Riley and his poor performance in the first battle. Now, I have a different take on this. I look at it as Teddy Riley really wanted to give you a concert. He really wanted to give you a show. And he just had technical issues. And it ended up looking bad. Yes, it did. But he went into it with the right heart. And so sometimes you can go into things with the right heart and the execution is just bad. And so in his particular case, now my biggest critique is I still want to know who was the dude dancing. That's what I want to know. That dude was funny. But again, it was a part of the show. Teddy Riley was really wanting to give you a show. And I think if he would have pulled it off, we would have had a much different perception. And that goes back down to perception and what happens. Because Big Daddy Kane did a concert. I mean, Big Daddy Kane put on a performance and it just went off well. It was done well. But however, Big Daddy Kane has been very active in interacting with his fan and, you know, his fans. So, but I feel bad for Teddy, man. So there, the battle went on again today. Much better, you know, a lot simpler. Just go ahead, play your music and everything. So let me know who won. Again, hit me in the inbox or on my website and let me know who won. Who do you think won? Because both of them are musical geniuses. And then that's all. Let me go. I'm going to tie this in also with the Michael Jordan, LeBron James, and Teddy Riley and Babyface. It doesn't always have to be a competition. Let's just enjoy greatness. Because I'm telling you now, for everybody who's dogging LeBron James, when he's gone, you're going to see how much he meant to the league. Just like when Michael Jordan left. When Michael Jordan left, there was a gap. You know, there was a gap before Kobe came in and really started taking over. And so let's just enjoy greatness. Let's just enjoy Teddy Riley, Babyface. For those of us who grew up and was really outside active when they came on, man, those are just some great, great memories, great songs. And shout out to D-Nice when the thing didn't go as well the first time. He just went and started playing both of their music. And I want to say I'm concerned about D-Nice. D-Nice needs some sleep. I mean, if you go on Instagram, no matter what time of day or night, D-Nice is spinning. And that dexterity to just stand there and do that, I give him props, man. But I'm concerned about him, man. D-Nice, if you get this, I'm going to tag you in this, D-Nice. I need for you to get some sleep. I know you're helping the world with music, but man, I'm concerned about your health, man. So let's give D-Nice a couple days off. Let him just re-energize and stuff like that, and he can come back a lot bigger, you know, a lot better. But that was, man, I'm concerned about D-Nice. He just needs some sleep. I want to take a quick break, and I want to just get you all to go to Stitcher. And Stitcher is a free app that you can just download, but they have what's a premium subscription. And so what I am offering my listeners is 1 month free of Stitcher if you use this promo code capital K, capital E, capital N. Ken. Again, that's capital K, capital E, capital N. And you get 1 month free from Stitcher. Now, afterwards, you have two ways of paying. It's either $4.99 a month or $34.99 annually. Now, it's not just my podcast. Joe Rogan is on there. The murder, you know, the whole murder saga. I can't keep, I keep forgetting that name. True crime. That's what it is. True crime. There's other great podcasts on there, and you can have access to all of that. So again, type in the promo code Ken, capital K, capital E, capital N, for 1 month free of Stitcher Premium. So this past weekend was a real King's holiday. That's right. It was my birthday, April 17th. And I thoroughly enjoyed myself. And so what I did was I threw myself a virtual party. My ADP, for those who don't know, I am a part of a Greek letter fraternity, Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, Delta Alpha Chapter, and my ADP, Assistant Dean of Pledgees, is a DJ, DJ Hooks. Being from Cleveland, and I just got finished watching School Days, and I said, man, what I want to do is throw a School Days theme party, but I want it to be a Cleveland edition. So I asked my ADP, he said, Rudog, I got you. And all I said, if you can just give me a set, just a small set. And I gave him some, you know, he's a DJ, he already knew the artist, but I just some specific songs that is just very special to my heart, being from Cleveland. And that man tore it up. And one of the great things about it was the people came out. My party had up to 50 people inside the watch. That's just at my watch party. And I don't know how many was in. And he was telling me it was several watch parties. So I don't really know all the numbers, but I'm just going to keep it at 50. For 50 people just to come out, that really meant a lot to me. And then afterwards, I had an after party, a Zoom after party. And so it was intimate. Just a few people got on there. Again, it was open to, you know, everyone that was at the party, but just a few people got, you know, went in there. And so this party just, I don't know what was so different. However, I felt like I was at a party for real, because people was chiming in, had comments, wishing me happy birthday, sending me money. I mean, it was just a great time. The music was going. I'm dancing, my family dancing. We all just having a real good time. And what it got me to thinking is, and unfortunately, I will say use the word unfortunately. Unfortunately, I start thinking about the people who I thought was close to me, didn't wish me a happy birthday, didn't acknowledge me, didn't say nothing. And I'm like, dang. And so in the past, I would really harp on that, and it would bring my whole day down. And that's what I want to start talking about, fans. So now I'm using this loosely, and I'm not saying that I'm craving fans, but I want to talk about the ego and what the ego can do. All right. So, and I love definition. So this is the Merriam-Webster's definition of fan. Fan is short for fanatic. And one of the definitions is a person who is extremely enthusiastic and devoted to some interest or activity. And so I started off my birthday going to therapy. So my therapy appointments are on Friday, and it just so happened that this particular appointment fell on my birthday. And one of the things that my therapist and I talk about is my self-image and the things that motivate me, or the things that affirmation. And I'm really big on affirmation. However, I can admit that sometimes I put too much stock into certain people's affirmation, and I'm a very loyal person on the street level. Not to say I don't make mistakes, But if I call you my friend or my brother, I'm with you. But in the past, that has come at my detriment. Because what I had to learn is that relationships evolve. And it's not just partner relationships or intimate relationships. It's platonic brotherhoods, sisterhoods. They evolve. And sometimes people, when in our evolution, we hold on to the ideal of what that person was versus who that person is now. And one of the things I've learned in my life is that adversity reveals character. It doesn't build it. It reveals character. And one of the hard lessons I had to learn is that there were people in my life who I know I've been a good friend to, and I know I've been a brother to, and I know I've been a mentor to them. I know I've been these things, not perfect, but I know what I've been to them. And if I made a mistake, then they would purposely do something to me to hurt me. But because of my loyalty, I would brush it off, or I would make, reconciliation very quick. I put forgiveness and reconciliation back to back. And what I had to learn was, I can forgive you, but my reconciliation is that, man, I can't mess with you no more. Because I can't continue to go on this emotional roller coaster, because it's when I need you in the fourth quarter, when everything is going good and we, you know, patting each other on the back, when it's good times, it's cool. But just like New Edition said, you know, can you stand the rain? You know, sunny days, everybody loves them, but can you stand the rain? And although they were talking about that from a romantic standpoint in a relationship, I look at it also as friendship, brotherhood, sisterhood, mentorship, all of those things. When I do something wrong, or if you felt like, you know, and then how you respond, it's like, oh no, you did what you did on purpose. Nah, man, I can't do that no more. And so that's the reason why I even played that intro, that Kendrick Lamar song, because I had a whole totally different song to play. And that's why I always know I believe I'm led by God, because this song I've honestly listened to 20 times today. That's always been one of my favorite songs, but for whatever today, I've listened to that song 20 times today. And it was spoke to me. It really spoke to me, to the point where at one point it almost got emotional for me, because I'm sitting there, you know, saying, wow, Kendrick, you are really speaking to me today. Some of the lyrics, you know, the lyrics that I was just really stood out, and I couldn't let the whole song play because I, you know, it's copyright infringements. But it's let me go. It said, as I lead this army, make room for mistakes and depression. I'm a leader. I know I am. Not being cocky. Ken Goodrum is a leader. Ooh, I said my full government, but it's okay. You probably already figured that out. But you got to let me have room for mistakes, and you got to let me have room to do those things. And the thing about it is, with me, I'm the type of person that forgives. But if I really think you done crossed me, then you like dead to me. And I'm still working through that with my therapist. I'm like, when I feel like I'm being wrong, you dead to me. And I don't like feeling that way. But what my therapist helped me to realize and to understand is, how much do I value the relationship versus how much I value my mental and emotional health. So that's my encouragement to you. I am not a big proponent of just blowing off relationships. I think that if you spend time cultivating it, I think if you spend time investing in it, I really do believe that you should work to make that thing right. The Bible talks about, would if all possible live peaceably among all men. That peaceably, what I had to learn the hard way, is that don't mean you have to speak every day, and that don't mean you really have to interact. But the fact that you have to have peace with yourself and in peace in that situation. And so as it related to my birthday party, what it really showed me was the people who love Ken, mistakes and all. The people who spoke into my life, the people who just encouraged me. Like, I've had more encouragement this birthday than I've ever had. But it's something that God knew that I needed. I really did need it, because it's been a very tough emotional and mental year for me. And so I didn't go into it looking for sympathy or anything like that. But even as God is my witness right now, somebody just sent me some money on my Cash App as I'm doing this podcast and said, "Hey, I forgot to bless you with this on Friday." And good brother, and you know, going to have him on the podcast soon. We're actually still trying to work out the logistics on that. But yeah, so I had to realize, not necessarily that I'm calling these people fans, I'm just using that as an example. But man, when things go bad, are people still going to be with you? And those the people that you can really count on. But if they can't, the part where I have learned is that I don't vilify them. In the past, I used to. But I don't vilify them, because everybody's not cut to go the distance with you. And even I'll go biblically. When Jesus told Peter that you're going to deny me 3 times, and Peter rocked with Jesus. Peter cutting off soldiers' ears, cussing folk out. You know, I relate to Peter in the Bible. That's me. But Peter couldn't rock with, Peter wasn't cut for what Jesus had to go through at that particular point in time in his life. But Peter still fulfilled his purpose in the end. And so how I look at it is, I'm not vilifying Peter, because a lot of people vilify Peter because he denied Jesus. And I can understand that. I mean, that is a component of it. But what I did when I looked at, for me, the broader thing is that, hey, man, Peter just wasn't cut for that right then and there. And so I look at that even with relationships. I don't take away nothing nobody's ever done to me. I'm always going to be eternally grateful. But just like I said, Michael Jordan brought basketball to this level, and then he evolved, and LeBron James is taking it to this level. So do relationships. A lot of times relationships evolve, and they just, you just have to do something different. And that don't make nobody bad people. So if you're in that situation, first and foremost, be adult enough to talk it out. Be adult and mature enough to talk it out. But don't kiss nobody but to be your friend. Don't kiss nobody but to be your brother. Don't kiss nobody but to be your sister. Don't kiss nobody but to be your mentor. Don't kiss nobody but. And you have to evaluate, what does that peace look like for you? If the peace looks like, you know what, I can forgive you, but I can't reconcile this, but I'm okay, then guess what? Then it's okay. So that's just something I want to leave you with. Thank you to everyone, man, who's ever played a part in Ken's life. I am humble, and I truly, truly, from the bottom of my heart, appreciate it. And more importantly, I do my best to show my appreciation to those people who bless me in my life, and even those who don't. I just, in my personal opinion, I just think you should go out and just be a blessing regardless. And so we're human. We all have our flaws. We all have our shortcomings. Be able to look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey, I did the best that I can do today. God, show me how I can be better tomorrow. That's my prayer for you. And so with that being said, you can, again, find me on all my social media, which is Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Ken's Corner. Please subscribe to your favorite podcast, wherever you consume your podcast. I'm on everything, iHeart, Stitcher, Apple, Spotify, Google. Just please subscribe, download, stream, retweet, and share when you see that we post on our social media. And then you can also reach me at my I am drawing so many blanks. You can also reach me at my website, which is www.kenscorner.co, and that's www.kenscorner.co. So as always, I want to say first of all, stay safe. Please stay safe. I am, you know, do my best just to be a, I'm not saying so much be a distraction, but please stay safe out there. Also, thank you to all, to everyone who is considered essential, to our grocery store workers, to our bus drivers, to all those people who, hospital workers, doctors, everybody who's on the front line helping America and the world move forward throughout this time. I salute you. My prayers of protection over you. I want to give my special heartfelt to the students in Ohio. We just found out today that school will not be in session for the rest of the year. Me having three kids in school, they're dealing with it pretty bad. Well, I ain't gonna say pretty bad. They're dealing with it hard at each level that they're at. And so just been just encouraging them and just doing my best to keep their head on right. But they miss their friends. They miss interaction. They even miss their teachers. So also shout out to the teachers, everybody in the education department. My prayers go out to you, especially in the state of Ohio. I just want to say I love you. Thank you so much for what you've done with our children. And let's hope and pray that 2021, you'll be able to be back with the students bigger, better than ever. So with that being said, I would like to say I love, I trust, and I respect you. This is Ken of Ken's Corner. Peace out. Love.